Two very different but marvelously produced local theatrical productions opened over the weekend. A dynamically nostalgic trip back to 60s girl group song hits explodes at Phoenix Theater in the entertaining Beehive, while at the Herberger Theater Center, playwright Jeffrey Hatcher's world premiere tribute to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's famous British detective, Holmes and Watson, keeps you intrigued as a succession of unexpected twists and turns results in an unforeseen finale. With the melodic rock and roll tunes of the 60s, Beehive enchants as the dynamic six-person cast convincingly portrays the solo singers and groups that brought female musical stars and their song hits to the popularity that had eluded these singers before this turbulent period of change. The ensemble brings 40 songs to vivid life from a rich collection that includes One Fine Day, It's My Party, Where the Boys Are, Downtown, To Sir With Love, A Natural Woman, and Make Your Own Kind of Music, among others, that represent such artists as Carole King, Leslie Gore, Tina Turner, Connie Francis, Janis Joplin, Aretha Franklin, and Diana Ross, along with many others. The fabulous performing ensemble bring these great artists to life in an engagingly staged and explosively choreographed production by Michael Jenkinson, who brings energetic sparkle and never flagging zest to his splashy production. Alan Ruck's exuberant conducting makes the music throb with dashing pizzazz. Beehive entertains mightily as the 5 stars out of 5 musical review continues through June 4th. The intriguing Holmes and Watson, presented by Arizona Theater Company, lets Hatcher again use the fictional detective Sherlock Holmes as his faithful sidekick John Watson explores the legend of Holmes' reported death. Watson investigates 3 men all claiming to be the detective and determines if they are imposters or the fabled person. By the play's conclusion, Hatcher answers Holmes' fate, which I won't spoil, and don't be fooled by boastful audience members who claim as they leave the production that they figured out Holmes' fate moments after the play began. After the finale, this is an easy but unsubstantiated claim to make. Directed with finesse and elan by David Ira Goldstein and designed with impeccable style, a superb cast makes the play dazzle. Holmes and Watson earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through May 28th. What a rich weekend of Valley produced shows. For KBOC, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.